It's another mixed day in Cork. It's 28th of October 2015. It's almost 20 past 10. I'm driving away from a equestrian centre where my daughter is on day two of a four-day pony camp. And when I say it's a mixed day, I mean that it's got a bit of sunshine. I can see a bit of blue sky, but I can see all sorts of mixed clouds above, and I'm not sure which way the wind is blowing. So the chances are that if my son and I, Ben is over for 48 hours or something like that, staying with us, if he and I go down to Kinsale today and have a nice lunch, chances are that it'll be pouring rain down there. Anyway, you can't change weather, so you just have to change yourself. So that's what I'm saying to myself. This morning I picked up a friend of Grace's, and there was great excitement in the car because she apparently, her family, are about to buy a horse. And the horse is going to continue to be in livery at the riding centre. And somebody else is going to clean the horse out, and somebody else is going to take the horse for exercise every day. So I don't know what the girl is actually going to do, but she'll be the owner of a horse. I don't see the point in owning a horse myself, unless you're going to devote your entire life to horse riding. Anyway, this is my diary, not a place for recording my opinions about everything. So I'm driving back now, and as soon as I get back to the house, I'm going to have to do some more work on a document for Malaysia. The time zone difference is 8 hours, and I did some work on the document, about 90% of work on the document, editing a leaflet for Acari Asia, and I did that last night, but I wasn't happy with how much I'd done, and there was more to be done. So I have managed to get agreement that I can do more on it today, and I have to have a chat. We'll talk via WhatsApp at 9 o'clock Malaysian, half past 8 Malaysian time, which will be half past 12 Irish time. And that'll be good. I made a big mistake when I was in Malaysia at one stage. At one meeting I was at, I said that, when people in Malaysia finish work in the evening, you know, you can carry on working on the document in Cork and have it back to you in the morning. But that's not the case at all, because when I finished work on the document last night, it was ready for them at 9 o'clock this morning. But when they finished their day, my day was, I'm getting myself confused. Anyway, I guess it's an indication of the fact that my own brain is a bit addled, pulled in a few different directions, needs to be straightened out. End of October, got to get tax return in. Big deal, hate doing tax return, I have to admit. Anyway, that's another complicated story. So I need a bit of positive start to the day, so maybe when I go home, I'll have a good chat with my son Ben. He's wonderful to have him here. Maybe that'll get me through this kind of lethargy that I'm obviously feeling. Not sure what else I can say about the day. Today is a special day. It's devoted to having time with Ben. He's taking me for a special lunch for my birthday, and I'm really abandoning myself to enjoy that. So I'm going to try and do nothing else of any consequence except a couple of little phone calls here and there, and have a long lunch with him. Because, you know, sometimes you have to just prioritize, do just the one thing that matters, not try to do 9 things that matter. So, what else? I can't think. That's the kind of day it is, really. So I guess it's a bit grumpy I am feeling this morning. I haven't shaved yet. That'll clean off some of this confusion and obscurity and obfuscation and any other word I can think of with 3 or more syllables that ends in shun. Okay, passing the sign for Mahon Point and Black Rock, driving behind a green lorry that looks like it would be capable of towing anything. One of these things that almost looks like a military vehicle. Looks so strong. So I hope you're having a better day than me. And thanks very much for listening. Paul O'Mahony, bye for now.